Joined by Coach Ty Stillwell of the Grundy R5 girls and boys. We're going to talk some Lady Panther basketball first. They have a game coming up mid-afternoon today, or maybe it's more like a late afternoon, but the first game of the day from the Milan tournament. Second time this season the Grundy R5 girls are going to play Green City. A couple of losses last week for the Lady Panthers, it certainly looks like, and I know a level of competition always plays into these discussions, Coach Stillwell, but looks like the girls, at least from a scoring standpoint, they played better on Tuesday and really struggled to put the ball in the hoop on Friday.
Yeah, Friday we struggled very much putting the ball in the hoop. We didn't handle pressure very well and had a lot of turnovers, so all in all, we did not play our best basketball on Friday, and we know that, so we're looking to bounce back tonight against Green City.
Yeah, sometimes you get into a game and things just don't go well, and it kind of just puts stress on the girls where they're just trying too hard to get things back, and they're down by double digits. Did it feel like one of those games, Coach, where you just got behind early and the girls just they couldn't put things together for whatever reason?
We got down early, and we struggled to get back into it and make shots when shots were available. So, yeah, we've got to get better about starting early and, you know, staying with them from the very tip.
There were actually three games last week, so we'll correct that as far as it goes. Harden Central, 43-41 loss on Monday. That's a much different loss than the loss you had to North Harrison on Friday, 52-15. I mean, that game, you just know you got beat. What were the things that after a 43-41 loss down at Harden Monday, Coach, that you looked at and said, man, we played well, but if we do these couple of things, we might have got a victory in that one?
Taking care of the ball is the first main thing. We had a lot of turnovers that game, but we got down at 9 points with about 2.5 minutes to go, and we fought back to tie it before end of regulation. So I was very proud of how hard the girls fought to bring the game back to tie it and force overtime.
Now, who refresh my memory, because I know you're very good at sending your double-figure scores, but who scored the ball well for you at Harden on Monday?
Lainey Lewis and Grace Larson really stepped up that night. You know, we only had five girls that night, so they stepped up, obviously had to play a lot of the entire game, and they were effectively putting the ball in the hole.
Now, I was going to ask you here as far as it goes. Are you still there, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There was a sound on that kind of a, it almost sounded like a, I can't even describe what that sound was. It sounded like we had a butterfly in the signal there for a second. Three games in five nights, and you know, you're coming off of Christmas break and trying to get the girls back and make sure that they're in good shape. And you only played five on Monday. By the time you got to Friday, Coach, was conditioning something that you were really concerned about going into that North Harrison game?
I think conditioning probably played a little factor of that, you know, with three games coming right back. But we know with, you know, the year of COVID, getting games in is the main important thing. So, yeah, you know, we had three tough games in a short week, but, you know, we've got to be able to stay conditioned better and keep our bodies in shape regardless if we're in the gym or not over break.
What sort of game was Tuesday down at Linn County like? 47-32 loss. Did you feel like, you know, I know Linn County's probably a little bit better team at this point than Harden Central. Did you feel like you played better and just ran into a better opponent compared to Monday?
We played better, and, you know, Linn County was a very good opponent. We fell behind early, and then realized, you know, we could stay with them and figured out how to score against their defense. And, you know, after the tip, you know, we was right there with them, matching them scoring for scoring. So, once again, it's just coming out better, ready to go, and putting the ball in the hole.
I think I'm seeing this with the Trenton girls, which I think is similar to what you're dealing with the Grundy girls this year, that, you know, both programs here in Grundy County lost really good senior scorers and leadership last year. So you have some good athletes returning, but they're learning how to be different players with different responsibilities. That's a big challenge, isn't it, when somebody's being asked to score more than they did the previous year?
Yeah, when roles change, it's a lot different for them. You know, we got a senior who has never been asked to score the ball other than, you know, make a shot or two here and there for 3 years, and now, you know, she comes into our senior year and we expect her to score double digits. So trying to take on that new role and learn it is always a challenge and takes quite a bit of adjustment. But, you know, I feel like we're starting to move into the period where they're starting to understand the roles better and, you know, start to take those roles more effectively.
Now, I asked Coach Owens up at Mercer about this because his team is playing in a 4:30 game up at Bethany to start that tournament today. And it's a much shorter bus drive for you guys going over to Milan than for Mercer going over to Bethany. But that 4:30 game, you see a good Green City team, which is a challenge in all its own, but it can be hard to play in that early game because the gym isn't all that packed. You know, the atmosphere is kind of dead for games like that. You kind of have to bring your own energy in a game like today, don't you?
Yeah, we gotta show up ready to go. You know, like we've been talking about, we struggled from the tip playing, so this is going to be a challenge for us. You know, waking up, making sure we're good to go at 4:30 with, you know, probably in more of an empty gym, and being able to create our own energy and be ready to score the ball from the very beginning.
Green City, you played them a month ago, basically a month ago, back on the 10th of December, and you lost on your home floor 55-21. So this is your first chance tonight to play somebody for the second time. What did you learn the first time that you played Green City, and what are the keys to playing well against them tonight, Coach?
We've got to take care of the ball first and foremost. You know, we know that they've got shooters all around the floor, so you got to get out to them better. But taking care of the ball is the main key to stay within Green City. If, you know, we turn the ball over early and often and let them jump out to a league, it's going to be so hard to bounce back against them when they got scoring abilities like they do 1-5.
Now, we're talking about a girls team that's rebuilding a little bit, and they took 3 losses last week. Our discussion coming up with Coach Stillwell on the Grundy R5 boys is going to be a much different one. They had a tremendous week, and they really scored the ball well on Friday night with a home court victory against North Harrison. That discussion with Coach is coming your way after this.